Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Gassaway. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Gassaway. And now, play ball. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schock moves to third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Dickshot moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball four. Schock scores. Dickshot moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nagel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball four. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshot hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Estilella moves to third. Siebert moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshot. Bush reaches second base with a double. Estilella scores. Siebert scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway fires to first and picks off Curtwright. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Dietrich reaches third base with a triple. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dietrich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Gassaway strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Estolella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards the mound. Dietrich catches it and throws to first to double up Estolella. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Gassaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosar moves to third. Bush moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Bush scores. Gassaway moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cuccinello. Schock fumbles the ball. That's an error on Schock. Gassaway scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. Peck moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peck moves to third. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Estolella hits a fly ball towards left field. Dickshott fields the ball and throws to second. Schock drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Schock. Peck scores. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Kell reaches second base with a double. McGee scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gassaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gassaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Reynolds pinch hits for Luke Appling. Danny Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Reynolds now playing shortstop. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Clay Touchstone now pitching. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo pinch hits for Clay Touchstone. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.